more than 70 people have been killed and at least 100 others injured overnight after a train derailed on its way to a station in northwest Spain.
Andrea Martinez is a journalist on a newspaper in the region and she can join us now. Morning to you. Thanks very much for joining us. Just tell us what do you know so far about what happened?
Well, there is still not an official reason for the accident, but everything points out to speeding. The current situation is two coaches have been moved away from the tracks to proceed to the inspection, while two cranes and a rescue group is working on another coach where they really hope to find survivors.
Andrea, obviously it's early days, there will have to be a wide investigation, but there are reports from Spain we're hearing in the media that this train was going very fast at the time.
Yes, it seems to be a zone where they should go at 70 kilometres per hour, and some witnesses say they might go have been driving at least 100 kilometers per hour or more. They all talk about a train in full speed losing the curve.
Just tell us a little bit about the rescue operation now. We've seen obviously some very distressing pictures as well of these carriages upturned on the railway. Just tell us how the rescue operation went.
Well, the place where the accident happened is very hard to get to, but the emergency services managed to arrive immediately to the scene because thanks to the celebration that was taking place, there was a huge security operation in the city. So it really helped in the evacuation of those injured and the immediate reaction of the ambulances and the medical services. Everybody in the community is helping. There are volunteers coming from all over the region and the province. And they did the best they could.
And one imagines if it was a busy holiday festival weekend, this train was even busier than it would normally be.
Yes, full of tourists and people from all the region and all Spain. Well, it's the biggest day here in this region in Galicia, but it has been declared a day of mourning. No city will celebrate the day of Galicia now.
Okay, Andrea, we understand that at least over 70 people have died and many more injured. What are the latest on those figures?
Well, we confirm at least 77 deaths. 65 bodies were found on the tracks. The rest passed away in the hospital. More than 130 injured, and about 30 people remain unidentified.